Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. This morning, I began my day really rotten, and I mean rotten. I was so emotionally turned upside down that I just threw myself on the floor and started sobbing. I wasn't crying, I was sobbing. You know those short bursts of hiccups when you're crying uncontrollably? Well, that was me. I was fed up, sad, high-strung, tired, and disappointed all at the same time. See, I'm an emotional Cancer rising, and I probably cry every single day over something. My daily tears are short moments that can be anything from happy tears to a sad, tear-jerking moment from a news story. I'm just an emotional gal. Even during spiritual conversations, I get choked up. The majority of the time, my tears are happy. Thank God I have a sobering Capricorn moon. Even though I'm an emotional gal, I have a quick recovery time that you would not believe. It's almost laughable because I can stop crying in a heartbeat, get up, and go about my business again. This is why the Capricorn moon is referred to as a sobering moon, because it sobers up the individual. Remember in the movie Regarding Henry, starring Harrison Ford and Annette Bening? Henry, played by Harrison Ford, goes missing for a brief period of time. When he shows back up at home, Annette Bening, who played his wife, calmly stood in the door staring at him. And Henry says to her, "I know a great place to get blowfish." With that, she bursts into a spontaneous huge cry. I remember watching that movie with a former boyfriend at the movie theater and him looking at me saying, "That's you." As I laid on the floor sobbing and talking out loud to God, I was also very aware of being tuned in to listening to God's advice. Even in an emotionally fed up, high-strung, whipped, and tired frame of mind, I am completely clear that I need to listen in order to hear my DLG, my download from God. Through the tears and talking, I heard the DLG and made a decision right then and there what I was going to do. Well, this meant I had to grow up. Well, I'm nearly 46 years old and I guess it was going to happen sooner or later. About that time, I was snapping out of everything. My daughter Carmen shows up and sees my swollen and red eyes. She says, "Are you okay?" Keep in mind, Carmen knows my recovery time, and then I just get on with life. I told her in about a 2-minute non-dramatic story what had me so emotionally wound up and what my DLG had been. She gave me a few minutes of enlightening daughter-mother advice. Notice how I said the opposite of mother-daughter. And the emotional scenario was just over, just like that. From beginning of the rotten experience to the end, it was all over in about 20 minutes, maybe less. Folks, when I say I have a quick recovery time, I'm serious. As I started typing this daily message, I wondered what the moral of this story would be. And then it just now hit me. Yesterday, I received an email from a woman who said, "I am patiently waiting for my DLG this week." I responded with, "You should be open to receiving DLGs every single day. Every minute of your life." Folks, you do not have to wait for a DLG as if it's a one-time occurrence. Wait? God does not make you wait for an answer if you are listening to Him right now, this very minute. If you are connecting with God every moment of your life, during the happy times as well as the rotten times, you will receive a DLG right now. All you have to do is think, listen, and receive. It really is that easy. How many times do you have to think during the day? A kabillion hundred thousand? Then you should be receiving a kabillion hundred thousand DLGs today. I know when I make an idiotic decision, I either didn't consult with God or I just ignored the DLG altogether. Now, I was not all that excited about the DLG I received in my fit of emotional meltdown, so I can choose to ignore it if I want to travel down the same path again, or I can do exactly what God told me to do, and it will be wonderful from this point forward. Hey folks, sometimes we don't get what we want, we get what we need. But wait, there is a back door to get what we want. I know that I need to do what the DLG required of me in order to get what I want. That's the back door. This thing that I have to do requires me to grow up, so I will end up getting what I want. Will my goals and intentions be manifested? Oh, you betcha they will, because I'm acting on the DLG in order to get me to the place that I need to be. Now, get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Dinida gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.